escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris on vacation this week. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man? It's been kind of an interesting day yesterday for me.
Was it a good day?
Yeah, I'd say it was a good day. I mean, I watched quite a bit of baseball. I had some time at home to like get some work done and catch up on some things. And it's just funny because like, I have this big tax thing I got going on from the big winnings that I had years ago.
You gotta pay that stuff, huh?
My tax guy, he didn't do so well. And basically, I'm on the hook for it. So I sent it on. So here.
I got this one uncle that always asks for things. He not did anything for me, but he always has his hand out.
Oh, Uncle Sam?
Yes, that mother.
No, man, it's one of those things where I'm like, it's really irritating because of the tax guy that I had, who I had never met, which is an interesting dilemma to have. I sent in all my work and how much money I won. For people that don't know this, when you win money, you can write off your losses as well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so like anytime.
We either win or lose enough for either one of those. But
for example, if you hit for over $600 on FanDuel, you're going to get an email saying, hey, your tax, and though depending on what you've won, though, if you've won money, you're going to get something from FanDuel in the mail for taxes. If you've lost money, they ain't going to send you to say, hey, you can write this off if you won money elsewhere.
You don't pay yours as soon as you?
No.
Oh, see, I do.
Well, it's going to be a little bit different for me now because like owning a business, Rob, it's going to be, I'm probably going to start doing that more often, paying quarterly.
Sorry about that. I hit a button and Jennifer Aniston popped up in the ad on my phone. I apologize.
Did she ask about me?
No, she did not at all. She said, pay your taxes.
Yeah. No, so again, I have this big thing I've been going back and forth with this company on, and it's been like a huge, just a headache in dealing with it. You know, like it's one thing after another. He's like, oh, you need this now? Oh, what else you need? You need something from my wife? Okay, what do you need to know about the kids? It's just, oof. Pay your taxes.
Yeah, pay
your taxes. Don't be me or Wesley Snipes. No.
Oh, man.
I'm moving to France, too.
So I was watching, last night, I went to sleep ridiculously early, by the way. Ridiculously early. And I woke up ridiculously early. I saw the first two innings of the game. So when I woke up, you know what I did? What? Watch the game. And it's amazing how you watch it without the commercials, how quickly it flies through.
Try
what a wild game. But I'm watching, and Jim Palmer was talking about, he brought up me and Melanie. He said, Melanie has told you, he said, so has Rob Long. And when he said it, I chuckled because it made me ask this question, Jeremy. Well, all my life, why do people always refer to me with my last name? Like he said Melanie.
Yeah. He said Melanie. And he said Newman. Rob Long.
And even the people who don't know me as Rob, early on in my life, I was Robert, but it was still Robert Long. It was never, I was never Robert. I'm never Rob. I'm always Robert Long or Rob Long. Why does my last name always come in when you say my name? It could be a room full of no Robs or Roberts. But you get my.
You think if you went by Robert, that they would say Robert Long?
Yeah, when I was growing up in high school, okay. I was so Robert Long.
I'm just saying now as an adult.
No.
Yeah.
Growing up, when I was Robert in high school, or Chuck, it was always followed by my last name. It's always followed by my last name.
You know what's funny about that is like, so with mine having a bunch of different, I think because your name's short, that's why you get it.
Robert Long.
It
was long.
Yeah, well, it is. I'm sorry, your name is long. It's not short. No, but I maybe that's part of the reason, but with my name having a Jeremy, like you do the
right.
Jeremy, and people yeah. do that, like I have people call me Jerry. If you had all the nicknames that I had playing basketball, it's some of them would make you laugh.
I mean, I'm a white boy in it.
They, all of them. My favorite one was...
Whatever the white guy, a good basketball player, those things together, you're some kind of white boy.
Oh, it doesn't matter. White chocolate. The one, my favorite woman, and it's going to make me sound very... conceited, but the guy called me Jehovah, and I said Jehovah, yeah. And he goes, "Yeah, man, you make more people touch the earth than the Lord Himself." Because I look, you can say what you want about me. Back then, I was a nasty. Yeah.
How many times have you heard this, man? How you let the white boy destroy you?
How many? How many times have I said that to somebody on the other team? Because I, true story, playing at Middle River, I had a guy that almost murdered.
Where's
me.
Middle River?
Middle, it's in, you know those rivers?
Yeah.
It's the one in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. But no, we were playing down Middle River Middle School, and some guy's like, "I got the white boy." And I smoked his ass. I was talking the entire time.
He said it in a way of, it was not flattering.
And one of my teammates was like, "Oh, okay." Dude, I, to tell you how much trash I talked to that guy after he said, oh, geez. I think if we played to either 11 or 16, I think it was 16. I think I had 12 of the points, and they were at the basket. I was crossing this dude's ass up and saying, "I'm going to go left now," and then finishing at the hoop. So after the game, I embarrassed him so much that I turned around, and he yoked me up against the fence and had his forearm underneath my throat.
Oh, yeah, he got the angry.
And then I'm sitting there, but the thing that guy didn't realize is all those guys are my friends.
Like, that ain't what happened.
You did this. You started trash-talking the white boy, and then you got it.
Two things I don't do in life. I'm not fighting a woman because I don't want to get my ass whipped by one. Yeah. That's number one.
That's why I don't fight people in wheelchairs.
You don't have that. You don't have to worry about that embarrassment. And if I'm playing pickup basketball and there's the one white dude on the other team, I don't guard him because I'm not going to suffer the embarrassment of getting torched by him. Don't fight women for the embarrassment of getting your ass whipped. Don't guard the white dude because he might be good.
Hey, man, like when I was my teenage years into my 20s, I would say that I was definitely that guy that I talked a little bit of smack because if you started talking, I was going to finish it. And then we'd go back and forth. But the funniest thing is when I got a little heavier in life,
right.
You know, you see those videos of the, I don't know how many people send me the videos of the chubby dude that's just cooking out there playing pickup ball. And that's what it was like where somebody's picking you up and I'm going, really? You're looking at the guy in front of you and it looks like a newborn deer. Your legs are shaking. It's like, come on, man. And then you surprise the fat white dude can actually play. I miss it. It's so funny, like now living behind the Dorsey Road basketball courts, because that was a place where you always wanted to go play when I was growing up. And now I don't even go down there.
It's funny you say that because I was saying a couple of weeks ago to my daughter Brianna, the one thing in life I wish I could do right now is to play one more baseball game. Just one more. I can't, but I wish I could. I mean, I can, but not.
It's not the same.
But not at that. You know what I mean? You know, at that level, I can't because I'm not going to get around on a fastball. I'm not going to run down the first base. I'm not going to steal. You know what I mean? The things that you could do, you can no longer do.
So the two things that happened to me. First off, I stopped playing basketball like 6 years ago. I played when I was coaching. I played with the kids every once in a while, and it was fun to kind of get out there. I stopped playing because for two reasons. I can't heal. And basketball, like, you know how some people, I'm a walking floor burn. If we played pickup basketball, I'm going to hit the floor about five or six times. Right. It's just going to happen because I draw contact. I like contact. Right. And it's physical. And then, to be honest, if the ball's on the ground, I'm going to go get it. People look at you like you're stupid. But the other thing that happened was, I remember playing in one of my last games in a league in Towson, and my team had scored over 100 points, and I didn't even take a shot the entire game.
Okay.
And so I looked at it from that standpoint going, well, now, what are you doing? Are you just coming out and just, because your body's going to hurt either way. And so, and then I ended up playing against a guy that wasn't any good. He wasn't any good. And like, in my mind, I wasn't doing the job I should have done. No, like he cooked me, but he beats me once and I'm going, come on, man. How? It's a mental thing. But I stopped playing football and everything because my body, the quality of life thing happened. My body started breaking down, and where it went from, I'd play on Saturday and I'd feel normal on Tuesday. I'd play on Saturday and I wouldn't feel normal the next Saturday, but I'd still go out there and play. And so for people, like, I was just thinking about this in the other league I was in where I lost my mind in the playoffs. I was playing kickball and I lost my mind on the kickball team in the playoffs because everybody's goofing off. You know, yeah. Everybody's having a good time, and I'm not the social competitor because my body is going to hurt so bad in the morning. How many times you guys see me walking in from kickball?
Well, not just because of that. You're just not the social competitor because you're not the social competitor. You got to explain that. Mm. What are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing? We're going to examine that at 6:45, but on the other side, wild game in Arlington, Texas. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Man.
Henderson cranks it to deep right field. It's off the very top of the wall. Here come both runners. Gunner's in safely as the throw is dropped by Seager at second. It's a two-run double. He's got four RBIs in extra innings, and the Orioles have four and counting in the 11th.
As a catcher, Gary Sanchez is a great DH. Gary Sanchez giveth, Gary Sanchez taketh away.
Yeah, there's no question. And in last night's game, there were a lot of people, when I woke up this morning, I was reading, like, why was Trevor Rogers hitting? Why was this going on? Because we can't make Baltimore great again. Trump got hurt.
You guys got to watch the games.
Yeah.
Trump got hurt. Sanchez started as the DH.
So if he's going to go to catcher,
then you lose your DH.
Yeah. And we've talked about this because it's like the thing with Shohei Ohtani.
He's the only one who can do it.
Yeah. So it's weird though. Like last night's game.
Well, correction. He's not the only one who can do it. If someone else is to get a Shohei Ohtani, then you could do it. But you don't have one, so don't worry about that.
Like you could have done that with Sabathia.
Yes, could have. Or who was the guy that was pitching for the Giants for a while? Won the
Madison Bumgarner.
Madison Bumgarner. You could have done that for him.
You could have. And the weird thing about him is he just had pop, man.
Yeah.
He belt one out, and he liked hitting.
He loved hitting.
There were so many of those guys. We don't need to get back into the pitchers that could hit because we'll go down a rabbit hole we don't need to be down. Because
what about Ramon Laureano? Not a pitcher, but he can hit.
Yeah.
4 for 6 last night.
Dude, like last night's game, if you went to bed at a certain point, like I had the under. It was 8.5. And I got the old.
Porter's got that.
Yeah, I got the old 3-3 in an extra inning said. Pfft. And then what a weird extra inning to have where you score more than a singular run in the top portion. And then they tie it in the bottom, and you're going, oh, my God, can this happen? And the one thing I was saying to you, if you guys watched the broadcast, you may have heard, or maybe you didn't hear, because I watched a little bit of the Texas broadcast as well. I wanted to hear what they were saying about some of our players and their guys. But Texas went to extra innings every single game with the Seattle Mariners.
Really?
Yeah, so their bullpen was absolutely taxed.
It was trash.
Yeah, and then now you look at the guys they had to throw out there. They're going to need DeGrom, and some of them have had a day off now, but they're going to need DeGrom to try to go deeper in the game today, and that's why I think this is another one of those games where it's more important to outlast the pitcher, take some pitches, make him work, and then go beat the bullpen's ass, because DeGrom's one of those ones. I'm not saying they can't hit him. Everybody can be hit, but we know how good he is, and on any given day, he can say, guys, I don't even know why you came out here. On any given day.
And that's when he's talking to his fielders.
Yeah. You guys don't, hey, a can of corn if they get a hold of it. But yeah, so like they had those issues with all those extra inning games, and now it comes into here. But you're getting, if you're the Orioles, I don't know if you looked at the pitching matchups. You get DeGrom today, and Eovaldi came off the IL on Saturday, I believe.
And you could only hope that he's still IL-ish. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes guys come off the IL and they're still not quite right.
But here's my I said it yesterday. His first start off the IL was the one he had over the weekend. Whether that was Friday or Saturday, I don't remember. I'm trying to figure the five-day plan. But so with that being said, with Eovaldi, those are guys that I like to attack in their second game back. I brought it up with Frankie Montas when he pitched this weekend against the Pirates and gave up five runs in the first inning and only went 4. Said it about Max Scherzer last night, and he pitched better than I thought. But still, you see some of these guys when they go in their second start, it's the first time of going through those aches and pains after pitching that it doesn't look right, at least in my opinion. And I don't have any data here to back that up. That's right. Just my mind and things that I've used over the years to attack.
The middle of that lineup last night for the Orioles, very potent. Laureano batted second, had 4 hits, scored 3 runs. Henderson batted third, had 2 hits, drove in 4 runs. And Sanchez batted cleanup. He started as the DH, finished as the catcher. He had 2 hits, drove in 3 runs as well. That 2-3-4 accounted for a lot of runs for the Baltimore Orioles.
Hey, what's your segment called? It would be sexier if it was like Clubhouse Confidential, like a late night Cinemax thing, like
Clubhouse Confidential with Rob Long.
Because last night was one of those nights where I think we would have wanted you there, right? Like,
oh yeah.
Did you hear the Manzalino Gunnar Henderson thing? Manzalino said after the game that Gunnar owes him $10K because he told Trevor Rogers not to swing, and Trevor Rogers swung anyway. And so Manzo said that might not go so well for Gunn. I don't know why he put that on me. He was definitely not supposed to swing. And then Trevor Rogers, and I had to get off one swing, right? Just, those are cool things behind the scenes.
You saw them. That's why after the first at bat, Colton Cowles was throwing his hands up like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't supposed to swing.
Yeah.
And that second at bat, he did not swing at all. He watched 3 of them just fall in the strike zone. And I get it. Look, we don't need you there.
That's a bad luck situation, you just eat it.
For those of you who are purists and you want pitchers to hit, that's what you get right there. These guys don't practice that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, 2 things I don't want to see in baseball. I don't want to see pitchers hit, and I don't want to see hitters pitch. I don't see either one of them. I don't want to see the fielder go on the mound and finish off the game. Oh, no, it's fun. No, it's not fun. There's nothing fun about that. It means your team's getting the brakes beat off of them in the first place. I don't want to see either one of those things.
I get that. I'll say this. You're right about the hitters pitching, but I do like to see who has some stuff and who's just going to go, and just throw it over the plate and give you the old Ephus pitch. But those games suck because when those guys are in, everything's gone wrong.
Right. And the reason why I don't want to see it because when you start humping it up there, it risks your injury. That's a different kind of throwing from the outfield, from second base and shortstop than it is being on that mound where all the mechanics got to be right. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy, now we're talking about playing sports at an advanced age. Mm-hmm. Mike in Baltimore wants to weigh in on that.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Man, I used to play sports up until my 30s, you know. And really, I actually played tennis, you know. It was good cardio and all of that.
Yeah.
But then I stopped around like 39. So one day, I had a brilliant idea to make a comeback. So I went on the tennis court. You know, I was by myself. And I was going to start serving some balls. You're not going to play. Just warming up. And I tossed the ball in the air to serve and shoulder locked up. By the time the ball came down to the ground, I had walked off the court. So that's it.
Yeah, I've seen the people that are trying to show off, like, and try to do something. There was the video that just went viral of the guy that was on a scooter, and he was trying to show off riding the scooter, and he got caught up, and it looked like he blew out his ACL and tore his Achilles in one fail swoop. And that's the thing, when Father Time tells you you're not supposed to be doing anything, because I just got picked up to play in that kickball tournament, and I haven't done anything athletically in like 6 months.
See, I was going to say, I mean, that's different conversations that Mike was having. I don't play baseball anymore, but I still play golf and play pickleball. I'm still active. I just don't play. I can't play the sports that I was once good at because I'm no longer that athlete. You know what I mean? I can play golf. I'm not supposed to be good at golf. My expectations of playing golf are not the same as my expectations of playing baseball.
So the only cardio I actually get is during sex now. So it's only like 90 seconds worth of cardio. So what do you do?
Well, how high does your heart elevate? How much?
I don't know. I got to get that thing checked out. And by the
seconds.
Way, it doesn't
90
matter.
Seconds.
It doesn't matter. I got to get undressed. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's alone or with somebody else. It's still about 90 seconds of cardio.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Zach. What's up, Zach?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So I played baseball my entire life with, you know, as a kid all the way up to my teen years. And then adulthood happened, and I started to play in a wood bat league in my mid-20s. And I was pitching, and I threw a fastball, and I heard a snap. Uh-huh. And I looked back, and my arm was completely backwards and limp, and I completely broke my humerus in two pieces in half.
Throwing?
And Zach, you played baseball, so you understood when I said to Jeremy, I don't want to see the fielder's pitch, because pitching and throwing are two different things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other thing, too, now, the arm is healed, obviously, but I'll never have enough, like, gall to throw a baseball hard again after that injury. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Oh, man. Hey, Zach, thanks a lot, man. Can you imagine? Think about the guys who go through Tommy John surgery and come back throwing 95-plus. Take some guts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of injury, you come back still just flinging it like that?
But what have we said? Like, coming back from those, like, season-long injuries, long-term injuries, whatever – It's not the healing or anything coming back. It's the mental part of it. It's trusting that knee again to jump off it, trusting that arm to make that throwing motion. Because the last time you did it, something went wrong.
Yep.
You know?
Is Patrick Mahomes still the best quarterback in the AFC? Jeremy and I are going to weigh in on that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, more injury woes as Eflin lands on the IL. And what about Jeremy's guy, Chadwick Trump? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on
Big
the
Lee.
Trumpy, lower back strain, most likely he'll end up on the IL tomorrow. He was struggling moving around out there. Pretty tough to kind of go back out there for the next inning and catch. Did everything he could to stay in the game. That's the risk you take when you DH the second catcher.
Yeah, but the DH the second catcher who already had a 3-run double, so that's all right. Don't worry, don't beat yourself up for that. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Poor Trump.
Trump can't help it. He's on a team that if you're on this team, it's inevitable for you to land on the IL.
Yeah.
No big deal. We're not even freaked out about it anymore, Jeremy.
Nope, but
when we hear it, we're like, oh, okay, who's next?
We're going to find out the corresponding move today, I'm assuming, or has it already been? It hasn't been announced yet.
You think it's Basile?
I don't, which I think it should be.
No.
I watched Jacob Stallings, and it's good to see you, bud. I don't need to see him play ever again. And there was a reason why he's sitting out there in June.
We're going the little wager, a little friendly wager on it.
What, if who's getting called up?
It won't be Basile.
No, because I don't think it's him either. That's why it makes me upset. It's like, it makes
perfect
sense.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah. Guess what? You could say he's not ready behind the plate. Guess who's not ready at the bat? That would be Jacob Stallings and that 200 batting average.
But you have to get somebody who's a defensive catcher right now, because
Sam Basile is a defensive catcher.
But he's not doing it a lot right now. You need a guy who can carry the ball on the defense.
I think that's BS.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, That feels like when you're talking, he's caught at every level. What's the difference in catching at AAA and AA?
Well, I say he's not doing it a lot unless they just picked up on his activity behind the plate recently. He was doing a lot of first base.
Oh, you're talking about from the injury stuff?
Yeah, injury. Like, yeah, No. I don't mean experience. I mean, like, he's not.
Okay, that's my bad.
They need someone. Whoever they bring up has to carry the bulk of the defensive side of catching because you can't have Sanchez carrying the bulk of that defensively. Mm. By the way, before we get to the rest of the injuries, how many outfielders is that? Okay, you stole second, errant throw to center field. How many runners are going to challenge the outfielder by trying to score on that?
By trying to score? There's not many. And
exactly.
Again, that's...
That goes back to Cedric. But I said it before. If the ball is in the air, he is a tremendous outfielder.
Might be the best in baseball. Might be. I mean, when you think about the fact that he going back and getting it and all the different things that he can do.
Now, you're saying that was Holiday throwing, Joe? I thought the ball went to center field.
It did. I'll listen to the highlight. I'm pretty sure he says Holiday.
So Holiday was in the center field?
No. Is it a relay? Was he running out there and got the ball?
I don't know. Show it to me because that's an odd play to score from second on an errant throw.
But anyway.
Give me the highlight.
Waves him in. Holiday's throw is dropped.
That was the cutoff, wasn't it? Holiday got the cutoff, didn't he?
Yeah, because I don't think
that was Holiday throwing, and he's saying he dropped it. Sanchez dropped it.
Yeah. So basically, what Cedric Mullins throwing? Cedric's not throwing home from center. Yeah. He's just not.
I thought he hit Holiday on the cutoff.
Yeah, and then Holiday
because that ball went way out into the field.
Well, again,
and like, it was on the shortstop side, so I don't know how Holiday could have gotten it from the catcher.
It's the one thing that Ced's been dinged for defensively, and that's his arm. And we've seen it. Like there's. When we've had arguments over, who should play center field, who's the best center fielder, I had a guy that was going back and forth with telling me Colton Cowser was going to be better, and that's fine. I mean, you can think all that. But Cowser has a way better arm, and maybe he eventually becomes that. But we were talking about this yesterday. I love him, but he is reckless, man.
Ooh,
Cowser,
yeah.
He wants, and there's nothing wrong with that.
In a good way.
Yes, you see guys often get injured. It's like, I don't care that the wall's there. I want to make the play. But at some point, it's like, you might have to lay up and just field that ball off the wall.
Cowser may do a Bryce Harper 6-7 years into his career, end up at first base.
Yeah.
Seriously. We knew about Eflin. He's on the IL, but I know, have you heard about Charlie Morton?
Yeah.
Dealing with some tendonitis?
Yeah. And again, couldn't come at a worse time when you're looking at everything going on. He's finally pitching well. You want him to keep going out there every fifth day or every sixth day as it is. And now you get Jacob DeBrom gets to face. Is he facing Brandon Young again? Was that the call? Is that who he faced last week?
It is who he faced last week, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Because much like most young pitchers, you watch him for an inning or two and you're like, oh, he's not bad. And then he comes out and has the one inning. I mean, that's if you watch young pitchers, you'll go, oh, I see why they like him. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute. He only went 5 innings and gave up 4 runs, or he went 4 innings and gave up 5 runs when he just had zeros across the board.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Yeah, it was DeGrom versus
Young.
Versus Young, yeah.
So we're going to get that again today.
7-0 game. Mm. That's when we were.
Oh, DeGrom was just on one. It didn't matter. There's sometimes, I've said this before, it doesn't matter what pitcher in Major League Baseball, we all could say they suck. But if they're on one, it doesn't matter who it is.
I'm on one. What are your thoughts last night by your guy?
Who?
A lefty, Trevor Rogers.
Oh, man. He went up there and wanted to take that swing.
No, I'm saying on the mound.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. But it's almost like that trade wasn't a bad idea. Where you at? It's almost like it wasn't a bad idea. Crickets, man. Crickets. And this is what did I say to you when we were doing all this? Keep talking. Everybody can talk all you want. Let it play out. Let's see what happens. And this still doesn't even mean Trevor Rogers is going to. It's 4 starts.
But you see why. You can at least see why. I don't understand why you want it to be a bad trade. It almost feels like some people want it to be a bad. I want it to be a good trade.
I don't want Kyle Stowers to fail.
I want him to do well in Miami because I like the guy. I like Kyle Stowers. I do. He's a cool guy. He's kind of a surfer dude, kind of guy.
He was caddying for Happy Gilmore. It was great.
But I want Trevor Rogers to do well here. It's like, we want one of these sides to fail. I don't want either one of them to. Well, what's wrong?
I wish I had, this is what people do. I wish I had gone on Twitter and bookmarked all you asshats out there that sent me messages like I was the Trevor Rodgers fan club. The only thing I ever said was, what were those two going to do here? When were they going to play? When somebody got hurt? And if you guys forget, when Stowers was here and got called up, and granted, it's not even fair to do this,
right?
He hit $125. $125.
And he didn't look good at all.
No. And again, like, it's a 26-year-old minor leaguer. You're not getting much for those guys. You're just not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
And by the way, I hope there are people cussing me in the car. You guys deserve it. You deserve to sit there and bitch in the car and I can't hear you for all the nonsense you guys spewed those first, couple months he got here. I get tired of this. It's whatever just happened means that's what's going to happen for the long haul.
Who's the best quarterback in the AFC? We'll use that at 7 o'clock, talk about that a little bit. But on the other side, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins make a trade. Are there any losers, Jeremy, in this trade? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Just to clear it up, because we watched the play during a break, that errant throw to center field, Cedric Mullins got it, hit the cutoff, man. And my point was, there aren't many outfielders you're going to try to score on that play. There's just no respect for his arm, none whatsoever. If you watch Orioles games, runners are aggressively taking two bases on them.
Yeah.
Aggressively make it. Hey, throw me out. I don't think you can. And I think most outfielders are throwing to the plate on that play.
Yeah, and to Rob's point, it's not about talking about who threw it in, what have you. It's the fact that the ball went out there, and a guy didn't go from second to third on an errant throw. He went all the way home, knowing he was going to score.
How many outfielders are going to get challenged like that way? Mm-hmm. Football. Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith land in Pittsburgh for Fitzpatrick and the late picks. What are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing? I thought you add Ramsey to Minka Fitzpatrick, not instead of.
I mean, I have to look at the financials to see why that happened, because it's weird. The Dolphins traded Minka to the Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm. and now they're getting him back. Somebody asked me how I felt about it. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is a great football player. I love Jalen Ramsey. I think Jonnu Smith is highly underrated. I just don't. If you ask me who won the deal, I'm always going to take a cornerback over a safety, depending on talent-wise. Like, if that safety's trash and it's Kyle Hamilton, like, yeah, obviously I'm not thinking that way, or that cornerback's trash.
But is Jalen Ramsey at this point of his career better than what Minka Fitzpatrick does at this point of his career?
I mean, I just hold cornerbacks in a higher regard than
safeties.
I do, too. You know, like, and again, he's a lockdown corner. The interesting thing I see with this, and I don't know if you've gone back and look at the history, I'm sure they'll make up, but he and DK Metcalf don't like each other.
They don't like each other at all.
At all. I mean, there was so much chirping going on. DK was just on a podcast, and they said, let's ask, can anybody guard you one-on-one? And he was talking about no. And they said, what about Jalen Ramsey? He goes, man, no. It's just like, no.
But they'll do it in practice enough. And for those of you wondering, well, Rob, you wanted Jalen Ramsey with the Baltimore Ravens. I wanted Jalen Ramsey with the Baltimore Ravens big time. I did.
With the other surrounding pieces.
But if you would have told me you're trading, I don't know, Marlon Humphrey or one of those guys for, then I'm like, no, I want to add him to what we have. I don't think he should be replacing anybody. Who, okay, you bring in Jalen Ramsey. Who replaces Minka Fitzpatrick? Maybe. Are you putting Jalen Ramsey? Joe is saying Deshaun Elliott, and in theory, I know what you're saying. You have somebody to do it. I'm not saying your roster doesn't allow it. But is Deshaun Elliott a replacement for Minka Fitzpatrick?
There's rumors that Minka Fitzpatrick was the player that Deshaun Elliott was saying was trying to play hero ball last year. So they think they got rid of him, like, as an addition by subtraction.
Okay. Well, that's Joe.
If it's true.
That's always a plus.
They want to switch to a two high safety, not a single high like they were last year, because they were getting torched.
If you are letting go of talent because talent is just weighing you down, your roster down, then that's always a plus. But you better have an answer.
It's so funny. There were some complaints last year about the two high safety, saying it's an unfair thing on defense and it's a smart thing to run. You're going to make teams work. And a lot of teams don't like it. A lot of teams don't. There's offenses that don't like playing against that. It's like, okay, I can't go deep because you're sitting these guys back the entire time. Then take what the defense is giving you. And when those guys step up, then go over the top.
Yeah.
That's what play action's for. That's why we have all these different looks and different looks out of the same set, you know, like where you're going to see guys going in different directions. So I don't know, because I like Minka Fitzpatrick, and if the stuff that they're talking about is true, it's addition by subtraction. Well, hats off to you. Jalen Ramsey is a really good player, but he's also very opinionated. Mm-hmm. Does not bite his tongue, whatever he's feeling. So good luck. I asked a couple Steeler fans, friends of mine, yesterday and on Sunday, do you think Aaron Rodgers comes in and lights the match? Or do you think you catch lightning in a bottle? And every one of them said, I hope it's the, I know what I hope for, but I think he lights that match.
And you bring it in. See, when you have Lamar as your quarterback and you have guys, personalities like King Henry,
mm-hmm.
you can bring in a Jalen Ramsey because he's the yin to the yang.
Yeah.
But you're adding him to a guy who already is a pot stirrer. You're adding him to a guy who's already kind of an issue. That's what I don't like. I like Jalen Ramsey, but keep in mind, I specifically like Jalen Ramsey based on the makeup of our locker room. If you'd have told me you were adding Jalen Ramsey 4 years ago, before I knew Lamar was that dude, maybe before he was that dude, mm-hmm. I don't know, no. But in this locker room, Jalen Ramsey's shenanigans will get put out when they want to put him out.
Well, the other thing with this is, you know, when you start looking at what the Steelers have, they traded for a pretty big contract. I wonder if there's going to be some sort of restructure, because the other big thing in Pittsburgh, it was wondering who the quarterback was going to be. Then this trade goes down, and then it's like, okay, well, what's going on with TJ Watt?
Right.
You haven't figured out what you're going to pay him. He's disgruntled.
Well, the rumors are they will trade him.
That's what the other thing. Yeah. So again, if they end up trading him, depending on what they can get back, it vastly changes what that Steelers team looks like, man.
I don't understand. Basically, I don't know what their plan is right now. Normally, you see Pittsburgh and you see the plan. I don't know what this – and if you trade Watt, you really – dude, What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't care what secondary you have. They can't just keep circling around till you get to the quarterback. Ask you this question. You're a Ravens fan. Or speak for Ravens fans. Should Ravens fans now be more worried about the Steelers than they were when they woke up Sunday morning?
No, because I think their odds are exactly the same as they were on Sunday morning. Like, you're just moving around the chairs on the Titanic. We talk about this all the time. Like, look at the odds. It'll tell you what moves the needle. Now, the odds don't necessarily say this is what's going to happen, but they're telling
you
the likelihood.
Gives you a good indication.
Yeah. And again, like, if I go back at it and they were 20-1 to win the Super Bowl, I'm just throwing a number out. I didn't even look at it. And they're still 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. Did they really get better? And you might say the only thing that really moves the needle is a quarterback, but odds get better with big trades. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're adding something, people want to go bet it. I'm sure more people, once Jair Alexander went to the Ravens, not that it moved the line a ton, but I'm sure more people went to bet him.
I bet you, I'll put it this way. When Jair Alexander came to the Baltimore Ravens, opposing offensive coordinators start looking at some reports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if losing Minka Fitzpatrick and gaining Jalen Ramsey keeps offensive coordinators up at night. I don't know if that shift, I don't know if it does the same thing that it did to offensive coordinators by adding Jair and losing no one else.
The only thing I'd say for that is if they get the type of production that Joey Porter Jr. is capable of on the other side of Jalen Ramsey.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if he's had his moments. Last year he got burned a couple of times, but he is a good corner.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if he's doing that, you might have a situation where your secondary is helping the pass rush and so on, and you don't need those. You don't need that superstar playmaking safety like Fitzpatrick. But if the reports are correct out of Reddit and Deshaun Elliott talking about hero ball, if you're out there, we got 11 guys, we're playing together. If you're out there getting your own, you're going to leave other guys out to dry. And we've said it before. How many times have a player started bitching about this guy getting burned and then finding out after the game that it was somebody else, one of the safeties,
right,
who jumped or bit? I mean, we heard it about Ed Reed at the end of his career,
mm-hmm,
quite a bit.
410-583-1057 is the number. We give out shovels at 745. Don't go anywhere for that. But on the other side, who is the best quarterback in the AFC? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.